Winona Forever is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For more podcasts about movies and nostalgia, head on over to cageclub.me. Hi, I'm Lindsay Gibb.
And I'm Rekha Tulsaram.
And this is Winona Forever. So I get the privilege of introducing the epic Stay Cool epic. From 2009. No. I mean, it's more of the same, everybody. Except, I don't know, whatever. We'll talk about Stay Cool. So this is a weird movie that if you didn't listen to our previous episodes where we have talked about the weirdness of discovering what Stay Cool was, we thought it was going to be cool. It was not. It was Stay Cool.
A movie. Chris thought it was going to be Cool Runnings.
So it was just a mess.
Yeah.
Expectations from us. There was no way. I mean, I don't even remember if Be Cool was any good. I kind of don't think it was, but probably better than Stay Cool, which is a 2009 movie about a guy who goes back to his high school, which is always a great premise for a movie. He must be in his 30s, late 30s, I believe. He's, I think, invited back to his high school because he's kind of a successful alumni.
Yeah.
He wrote a book. That's about it. That's his success. Yeah. It seems like everybody he went to school with still lives in the town because he just visits all of them. And Hilary Duff goes to the school. She is a current student. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, his duty going back to the school is that he's like giving the commencement speech as an alumni, which I don't know if that's a thing that happens in high school. I feel like that's more of a university thing. Definitely never happened in my high school.
No.
But he was, like, embedded in the school while he was writing the speech, which makes no sense.
They made him go to class?
Yeah.
As an adult?
Yes.
And sit with minors?
Yep.
And socialize with
They're
minors.
They're like, hang out, go in the cafeteria and the library. And I'm like, why? And, of course, nothing good ensues from that.
No.
So, and there's a lot of people in this, though the main guy I'd never heard of before, and I have no idea. Mark Polish.
He seems to have written the screenplay, and his brother directed the movie.
Well, this all is coming together.
Which, this all makes sense.
Yeah, because, okay, well, we'll get into how we feel about them in a minute. But the famous people that were in it were obviously Winona Ryder, Sean Astin, I guess Hilary Duff. John Cryer was kind of in it. Chevy Chase was the principal. Frances Conroy, which I was just watching 6 Feet Under, and I feel like all the Winona movies we've watched have kind of come back around a little
bit.
Because also Star Trek, I think when we talked about Star Trek 2 weeks ago, I mentioned that Zachary Quinto was on 6 Feet Under, but then I went home, watched more 6 Feet Under, and Chris Pine was a dead body in one of the episodes. He had dialogue too, but anyway, so
pretty good,
old Star Trek thing on there. So yeah, that's generally what this movie is about.
Yeah, it was like. First, I was like, is this Gross Point Blank? And I couldn't figure it out. Is this like, what's the other one with Drew Barrymore, Never Been Kissed? It was like the man.
It's a cross between like going
kissed.
Back to high school.
Yeah, like it was a high school reunion going back to high school. And it's interesting. Like I looked on IMDb and there's like one review that really, the person really hated the film. They're like, what's with all these adults going back to high school and reliving their high school years? This guy didn't like high school, but he went back and he went through this horrible, like, traumatizing experience going back there.
Yeah.
Why, like, what's with this, adult obsession with your teenage years? Like, why can't you develop without having to go back to high school?
And like, totally.
And it was just like this big criticism of adults, want to relive their glory days. And like, was high school actually a glory day, or was it just like something you want to forget? Anyway.
Yeah. It made no sense.
Like, it was the whole theme, the whole storyline was a little off.
Yeah, It was super off. And it made no sense for this guy. Like, it didn't seem like he was accomplishing anything. Like, it seemed like he was still hung up on Winona. Mm-hmm. That was, like, kind of the whole thing about him. But like, his book that he wrote was kind of about that. So, like, the narration of the movie is actually, like, him reading his own book, I mm-hmm. think. So it all kind of relates back to what's happening to him, but...
It doesn't really tie in.
You're like, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
And, like, the whole plot is, there's so many holes because, you know, you have Chevy Chase saying, hey, you know, you wrote this book. It's very popular. It's called, what is it? How Lionel Got Me Laid.
Yes. Yeah.
And,
Lionel being Lionel Richie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's really popular. Like, Chevy Chase is like, I've never read it, but, you know, this looks good. Basically said, this looks good. Because you graduated from the school, and it's good for he or she, whoever graduated. So he said right. some really funny yeah. wording, but anyway. And, you know, but the whole thing was like, why didn't he just come with a speech prepared? Why did he have yeah. to go to class and write a speech?
Because he flew in from somewhere, right? Mm. So, like, why did that? Why?
And then the whole thing was like the 6 feet under mom bugging him, bugging him the whole time to write a speech. Uh-huh. And then he writes a speech, and this is skipping ahead, but then, and she's like, this is no good. Why don't you just quote your book?
Yeah.
She's like, why didn't she just tell him that at the beginning?
Right. Why did he have to come there? And why did he continually go into her class, like, in the middle of it? Like, I was thinking, okay, if you needed to get your speech approved by her, you would show up to her class and, like, wait outside until the class is over so that you could catch her. You wouldn't, mm-hmm. like, walk into her class and say, sorry to interrupt, but
I need to... right now?
Yeah, exactly. And then, inevitably, she's like, no, after class. And then he just sits down in the middle of the classroom, yeah. and then Hilary Duff is, like, flirting with him. Yep. It's like, you know, you could avoid that whole thing if you just didn't go into the classrooms.
Like, the movie was about, like, being tempted by a young girl and having the strength to say no, you know? Like,
I know. This is like, it was, or like, it was about, you know, in high school, no girl noticed him and that he was trying to be noticed by Winona, but she kind of ignored him. Like, he sent her a letter or something inviting mm-hmm. her to prom and she never answered or something. And like, now that he's older, it's like he's the nerd who got hot or something when he's older. And let me just mention, this guy has no charisma at all. That's like, he's a blank face.
Totally blank. I keep picturing not him, but the brother from Weeds or like the
other. Oh, I don't know. I haven't watched Weeds.
I picture that guy, even though I know it's not him, but in my head, like, it's because he's such a generic look to him.
Generic dude.
Generic guy who's apparently supposed to be, you know,
hot now.
Hot.
Oh, Winona's friend was also terrible. She had a female friend who mm-hmm. just, I don't know. Winona worked in a pharmacy and then her friend would come visit her and just like come behind the counter in the pharmacy and take pills. Like, excuse me, that could not happen.
No, she's very casual about it too. She's like, yeah. No, I'm just going to take some of this. It's like, no, that's not a thing.
What happens to me if I do this? And wasn't Winona, oh, I wrote down what she said, I think. Shh.
Anal leakage.
Yeah. Wow.
Chevy Chase's tips on his speech writing. He told the guys, like, you wouldn't want to use any profanity. Like, you wouldn't want to use the word shit or penis. Chevy Chase was very Chevy Chase in it.
He always had something on the end of his nose. Like, I think it was a tissue at the beginning and then it was a band-aid.
Later. And then it was like a band-aid with something under it. Like, it was just ongoing.
Something was happening. He was shaving the end of his nose and it was getting, I don't know. Yep. Oh, boy.
Winona drives in this.
She
you don't
does.
Actually see her drive, actually.
She drives to his house and then he drives.
And then he drives and then she drives again.
I think I wrote something to the effect of, yeah, she let the guy drive, which was clearly the downfall for this film. It's never, doesn't turn out well if Winona's not in the driver's seat. Though she is in this movie a lot,
mm-hmm.
more than a lot of the 2000s movies.
Yes.
She's like the love interest, so she gets that amount of screen time.
Mm-hmm. And, Yeah, I think that's about it. Like, she's like a love interest. Yeah. You know, she broke up with some... Oh, yeah. She broke up with some guy recently, Brad or something.
Yes.
And...
Riley from Buffy.
And he's totally still Riley from Buffy. But,
Well, except he's, like, a little super bit more macho guy. Yeah. I was going to say, Riley... I mean, he was, like, an army guy, yeah, but he was kind of nice. He wasn't, like... I didn't like Riley either, but he... I think he was, like, kind of a... Whatever, yeah, sensitive like a nice dude guy, a bit. Yeah. Whereas this guy is, like, not. He's, like, drives a monster truck and beats up anybody that tries to get with his ex-girlfriend.
Meanwhile, while he's, driving like, around with a woman. Some other girl.
Yeah, exactly. Whew.
And he stole the guy's bike. That was not cool.
I mean, he beat him up in the, and he had to go to the hospital, but he stole his bike.
And
he stole his bike. Yeah, it's true.
A double whammy.
He did that. They were the class of 88. That's how old they were. So what? This was 2000. So they were 20 years out of.
Yeah.
This is 2009, but probably filmed in 2008. So yeah. 20 years out of school.
Sean Astin.
Is the gay friend?
Yeah, as plays look, and they call it the token gay friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a terrible portrayal of
absolutely
any gay person I've ever seen. It was probably like the worst.
It was pretty bad.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. He wore Crocs and like just all the most flamboyant things. He worked in a salon with all women. What else? What
he drove like a mini, and he had like a bra on the car, but it was like a leopard print bra or whatever.
That's right. He also, his name in the credits was Big Girl. That was his name. He called himself Big Girl. Certainly he had a name, but we don't know what it was.
Nope. But in the How Lionel Got Me Laid, his character's name was Brian.
Oh, okay.
Because Big Girl gets upset. He's like, Brian, you call me Brian? You can come up with a more better name than that.
He got mad because it was in the book that he was called the token gay in school or whatever. And then that made him very upset, obviously. Also, the other friend was Josh Holloway from Lost. And he's called Wino, so he doesn't have a name either. I don't know why his friends don't have names. I don't know if he's called Wino. Was he drunk all the time? He was pretty out of it all the time. Like, he seemed to... I mean, nobody in this has much of a personality. They have sort of this, like, archetypal characteristic. Yeah, and then
supporting
characters,
literal, like, you know, that's all they did. They were like, oh, our friend needs us. Let's get in the car and just do that. It's like, what do you... I'll see you guys doing with your lives, like...
Well, I really thought, like, right from the beginning, when the two of them go to pick him up from the airport, I'm like, first of all, did he need two people to come get him from the airport? And, like, it's 20 years out of high school. He must have been really good friends with these guys if they're, like, both, like, making a day of going to get him from the airport. I don't know. It's not good. It's not surprising that we've never heard of this movie before.
No, because
there's just
bad.
Nothing happening. I don't even know. Like, I think we've said this a few times about some of the movies lately. What is this about? Like, does it have a point? Really?
It's like a latent coming of age. Is it? Does he come of age? No.
Does he learn anything?
Nah.
He gets kind of what he wanted and then walks away from it. So that's the weird thing about the end of this movie is that so he finally kind of gets Winona because probably in part because she's in a vulnerable place and she's been with this horrible guy, Brad. Mm-hmm. And then somebody comes along who's kind of a nice guy and whatever. She's finds him attractive. Nobody knows why. Because he has no personality. Like, their date is a montage. Like, a voiceover or whatever. Like, they start on the date and he kind of asks her what's new. She says, she asks him about him. And then he kind of just says, like, what's new to her again? Mm-hmm. And then they, like, have a voiceover going, like, the date went well or something like that. It's like, you can't even show us a good date.
Nothing.
Because there's no... chemistry between the two of you. Like, I don't know. But then at the end, he just like kisses her goodbye and leaves.
Yeah.
And she says, Henry, stay cool. And I guess that's why the movie's called Stay Cool. And then that's it.
Why else would you fall in love with the most unattainable girl in the entire school who had the perfect boyfriend?
I love you, Scarlett.
Ultimately, what I learned from my imaginary relationship with Lauren was to seize and experience life as it happens.
Henry.
Override my fears and stop dragging around the unfulfilled dreams of yesterday.
Stay cool.
Okay. I kind of liked that ending. Like, it wasn't a typical Hollywood ending. Right. Like, they didn't end up together. But, like, also, then what happens? It's like,
right.
Like, he, like, meets other people. He's able to meet women now.
Yeah, now he's gotten over that high school, like, sadness. Yeah. So, like, it's, he's got closure or something. But what about her? Like, her life is still garbage. She's living with her parents because she had to get away from the terrible boyfriend. I can't tell if she has a job. There's no discussion of her having one, as far as I can tell.
Oh, the pharmacy one.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course. Sorry. Yes. We see her at her job.
Like, so she's living with her parents, working in the pharmacy, and what's happening? Nothing. That's all you get from her. You don't see much of her life, because why would you?
Right. Because it's about him. You see him at the school. And that, like, the whole school thing and the girl, like, the
Hillary Duff.
Shasta is her name.
Oh, yes.
The whole Shasta thing. Like, what was the point of that?
I don't know. Like, why did he feel like he needed to go to prom with her? Why did he, you know, feel like he needed to dance with her at prom or go to the party with her? Like,
right. And, like, her parents are kind of, like,
he kept saying it's inappropriate.
But he kept doing it.
But he kept doing it because, you know.
Yeah.
Penis.
What did she wrote? She said something to him. Shasta says to him when they're at the party and she tries to kiss him and he's all like, no, nothing good is gonna, like, neither of us are gonna be happy with the result of whatever happens here. And then she said, why would you come tonight if you're not gonna follow through? And I'm just like, what? I don't know. There was a lot of weird things that were said in this movie that I was just like, what is the story? Like, what is the, I don't know, message here? When they enter the prom, there's a weird aspect of entering the prom that there's, like, people interviewing them on the way into the prom. Like, it's kind of a red carpet affair with interviewers on the...
It's like, that is not prom.
And someone goes, hey, Shasta, what's it like to go to prom with a pedophile?
Yep.
So, right away, he should have been like, you know what? Bad idea. Yeah. I'm going to turn around and leave. Because he had just been interviewed for the school paper.
And he's supposed to give a speech at this same school.
Right, right.
That everybody's like, you know, calling him a pedophile.
Who are you,
like,
weird pedophile dude? His speech was terrible, too. It was him literally reading from his book.
Which was a poor reading, also. Like, he wasn't...
It was dead.
Like, I couldn't...
No personality. No feeling. Yes, I wrote, why did he, an adult man, agree to go to prom with Shasta? They get to the prom and there's a modern cover of a Wang Chung song. Everybody have fun. Because, of course, because always, these movies always have covers of 80s songs by somebody who's, like, singing it in some, like, wispy voice currently. Mm-hmm. Like, some 2000s person. Hold Me Now was also on the credits by some current person named Ernie Holder. Oh. I don't know who that is. Nina Story sang the Wang Chung cover.
Okay.
Anyway, it was a terrible movie.
Yeah. Was not enjoyable.
No.
It was really hard to watch.
And then also, like, of course, so he goes to this school inexplicably. He's hanging out at the school, but it seems to be what he's expected to do, like, as if they've employed him or something to be, like, present while he writes the speech. I have no idea. But then the way they deal with him whenever something goes wrong is also stupid. He got suspended. Like, how do you get suspended?
Because Chevy Chase is the principal.
As an adult.
Just, like,
sure, but wouldn't you then? Like, he just takes it all.
But, like, his parents were, like, stupid too. Like,
oh, yeah.
They were still, like, thinking he was in high school somehow. They were like...
Well, the dad seemed to be out, like, maybe dementia or something.
And he was like, it's, you know, he was going out and the dad was like, it's a school night, you dumb.
Yeah.
And he's just like, yeah, dad. So maybe there was some dementia, but maybe it was just like trying to be funny.
I don't know.
It's a school night.
And his dad was the dad from Family Ties.
Yes. Which I appreciate him.
Yeah, I did too. But oh yeah, well the reason I'm like maybe there's some dementia or something is also when he brought home the car and it was all messed up because people egged it and stuff. He's like, this is coming out of your allowance, and then he's like, I don't get an allowance, and then he was like, well, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah, oh boy indeed.
Also, he then goes to Winona's, I guess, after the prom, and they have sex while listening to his audiobook read by him. Why would you do that?
Yeah, like, how is that? Is that? Oh, God. Is that a thing? Like, nobody could do that. Nobody could do this. Like,
you listen to your own voice while. Oh, my God.
No.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just makes no sense. It's a point. I wrote most pointless movie ever at the end. I'm certainly there's more additional pointless movies out there.
The director and like apparently, of course, right before this was released, it was re-edited without the director's consent or whatever. Mm. So now he doesn't want to. So he used a different name, a pseudonym on the credits because he doesn't want to be associated with the film.
Always.
Which I can understand because it's a bad film.
Yes.
But I don't know. Like, he has a bunch of other movies he's written and directed or whatever with his brother. And I don't know if any are good.
Any better. So it says, yeah, his name is Michael Polish, but he went as Ted Smith. Mm-hmm. So what the heck else did Michael Polish do? Probably, but, oh.
I don't know. Mark Polish is the...
Oh boy.
The brother and the actor. Yeah, movies called Northfolk, Jackpot,
Twin Falls, Idaho.
Big Sur, Nona.
Yeah. Oh boy, it's bad. Big Sur sounds familiar, but.
And a Duran Duran. There's something about Duran Duran. He did some Duran Duran thing.
He did something called Hotbot, which is a hilarious journey of two sexually repressed and unpopular teenage geeks who accidentally discover a lifelike supermodel sex bot. So there you go. That's cool. The type of things. There we go. How's that not weird science? Well, I guess weird science, they didn't accidentally find her. Mm. And she wasn't really a sex bot. She was quite smart. She just gave them advice on how to be with ladies.
So it was a better film.
Much better. So well, I don't know. I've never seen Hotbot, but I'm going to say it's a better film.
Already it is.
Yep.
Oh, dear. What's next for Winona?
God, I hope it gets better. So are we leaving 2010 or 2000 whatever, 2000s?
Yeah, the aughts.
We're going into 2010 after this?
Yeah. Goodness.
Did you know when we decided to start this podcast that it was going to get so dark later on?
I didn't realize how bad. Right. Like, I thought there would be some treasures. There hasn't been.
Well, Black Swan is next, so it does get better.
Oh, hello. And we have a special guest for that.
Yay! Woo-hoo. Exciting.
Adam. My friend Adam. Holman, yeah. He was in film studies with us.
Oh, so he doesn't live here?
No, he's in Calgary.
He's a call-in guest.
Yeah, he's a regular listener.
Ooh.
Ooh, ooh.
I like that.
He's excited. He knows the format, he said.
Perfect.
<It's> great. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We could take a break from introducing this thing, because, yeah.
Adam, you're going to be in for a treat.
Oh, thank goodness. A big sigh of relief to get out of here. I mean, it only just made sense that we ended on something like Stay Cool. It really exemplified what happened in the 2000s. There's not that many films in the 2000s or the 2010s.
We might be done by the end of the summer, but...
What? Yeah, she's got a 2010, a 2011, a couple of 2012s, a 13, a 14... 15, and then all of a sudden 18. And well, we've got Stranger Things is coming too.
Yeah,
that's something. We might make it to the fall.
Maybe. We're putting Chris to sleep over here. So on that note,
I think it's time to say goodbye.
Yeah,
to 2009.
See
here
ya.
Here comes 2010.
Peace out, y'all. Bye.
Winona Forever is part of the Cage Club Podcast Network. Episodes produced by Chris Landry. Music by No Refunds. Hosted by Lindsay Gibb and Rekha Tulsaram. Contact Rekha and Lindsay at winona@cageclub.me.